How to Handle Your Hurt by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Exodus 14:14. Have you ever gotten your feelings hurt and proceeded to tell everyone you knew about it? I have. I'm quicker to run to my best friend or my spouse with my pain rather than to the Lord. When I've been wronged, I immediately want the validation of, yes, you were right and they were wrong, or you have every reason to feel hurt, or I can't believe they did that to you. It eases the ache, doesn't it? While there's nothing wrong with sharing our hurt with a trusted friend or family member, our heart motivation while sharing matters. And that's what turns a prayer request into unseemly gossip or an emotional vent into a sinful slander. Have you ever vented to a friend about someone else and then later, when the emotions had passed and the situation resolved, felt like you needed to go back and smooth over that person's reputation? Speaking too quickly in our hurt typically leads to more conflict and more sin. But when we're taking that initial emotional load to the Lord, it's a safe place. Where do you run when you're hurt? If it's not to the Lord first, you're doing things out of order, and I'm preaching to the choir here. What would change in our hearts if we immediately went to God in prayer instead of our neighbor? In Exodus 14, Pharaoh was getting closer to the fleeing Israelites, and they were afraid. They whined and complained to Moses in that fear, questioning everything. But Moses told them to fear not. He essentially said to wait and see what the Lord was going to do. And then he spoke, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." Sometimes we need to stop complaining and just wait on the Lord. I don't know about you, but being silent in my hurt doesn't come naturally to me. I want someone else to know what happened and make me feel better. Because I'm impatient, I don't always go to the Lord first and receive that comfort and peace. I try to manufacture it elsewhere, and it falls short. The next time you're hurt or offended, challenge yourself to run to the Lord in prayer before running to a friend. Maybe you're still able to share the struggle with your friend afterward, but when we vent in prayer first, we lower the risk of sinning in our hurt. Plus, we have the added benefit of feeling closer to the Lord because of purging our hearts before Him and receiving reminders of His presence and love. Why rob yourself of that opportunity in your pain? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 also reminds us that there is a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Before you open your mouth to vent about an offense, take a moment to remember the Israelites. Remember the miracles that can come when we keep silent and wait on the Lord. Take your hurt to the one who overcomes the battles and already has the victory.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.